Switching gears now, among the many casualties of the school year was the chance for students to shine on stage in the annual end-of-the-year school play. But across the country, teachers and students turned misfortune into opportunity and created memorable productions that will live on online. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports.
Do you remember that one week in March? When the week started, everyone was at work, at school, out and about. And then by the end of that week, everything had changed. Well, for Zeeland High School in Western Michigan, that was the week. The annual spring musical.
I'd actually called my principal and just asked, are we going to be able to perform for the rest of the week? And, you know, there was that slight pause and she's like, I'm just not sure.
David Miller is the school's theater director, and he said they were actually one of the lucky ones. They got one full show in before Michigan schools shut down.
We just kind of had a really fun dance party before, because even though it was really stressful, we still had to go out there and put on a good show, especially if this was going to be our last one.
Sophomore Ellie Von Engen said they held out some hope that they would get to perform again, but it quickly became clear that the whole show was off. So that left Miller and his students with one big question. What about the school play?
Our story begins in an abandoned factory. The year is 1949.
Miller and the students decided to turn their version of Radium Girls into a radio play.
Papa?
Over here.
What are you doing?
This is where I saw her last.
But before they could perform it, they had some obstacles. For one thing, they hadn't even held auditions yet.
They signed out their audition form, and then I would pair them up on Zoom and say, all right, you're reading for this character, you're reading for this character, okay, can I go?
My dog came into the room and, like, knocked my phone over, and I was, like, so freaked out. But luckily, we didn't have to be seen, so I was like, it's okay. And then I just, like, finished the piece.
And it ended up okay, because Ellie got the part she wanted. So they rehearsed for a couple weeks, and then they were ready to record. It wasn't the big performance she'd envisioned, on stage, with her parents and all her classmates, but
it was actually a really cool experience to get to just work on voice, because when you're doing it over a radio show, that's all you get.
And the Zeeland High players aren't the only students who've had to improvise this year.
My name is John Hale, minister of Beverly.
At Flagstaff Arts and Leadership Academy in Arizona, Michael Levin's students took their plans to stage the classic Arthur Miller play, The Crucible, and turned it into a series of short horror films.
My mother told me,
Levin says that in the midst of a pandemic, that choice seemed logical.
I met with Advanced Acting the day after spring break. Everybody showed up. There are 20 members. And everybody said, let's do this.
He had just cast his students in The Crucible when their school shut down. At first, he and the students weren't sure how to frame it.
It got me to thinking about The Crucible, and The Crucible is, you know, these characters are suffering fear and anxiety, confusion, hysteria. And I thought, okay, now we're on to something.
So they set out to adapt the play, put it in modern times, mirroring the pandemic they're all living through. Radio, film, it's not what the classes at either school had envisioned. But in the end, that didn't really matter to the students.
Because it was a sense of accomplishment that we were able to figure out how to still put on a show and go with the plan that we had at the beginning of the year, but different.
Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.